Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Morning with Jesus. It's time for you to grab that favorite beverage, sit back and relax as we listen to the divine messages that are here for us today. And we will start, as always, by introducing ourselves. So here is the magical Cece Love to tell you all about who she is.
Good morning, Barbara. Good morning, everyone. This is the magical DC Love. It's such an honor to be here today. I guess I'm going to talk about the way I started on this amazing journey. It started in a way that's probably different than most. I had delicious sugar cookies with amazing sprinkles on them in a 2-pound container. They flew off my kitchen countertop. They landed on my floor. I had cookies and sprinkles all over my tiled floor in the kitchen. It was a mess. And if that's not enough, my cell phone began to text me. It was my cousin's friend that was on the other side. And she just started to text my phone, and I was watching as the words appeared, and it scared me so much that I was trying to race as fast as she was texting. And still, you know, I guess Spirit said, you know, well, that's still not enough. So the next thing I knew is that Spirit was actually sitting upon me to get my attention. I couldn't breathe. I couldn't move. I'm screaming, get off me. So all of the craziness, it just, you know, happened suddenly. It was unexpected. But it really propelled me to where I am today, and I'm so blessed to be here. It changed my life forever in, the best of ways. And I discovered, wow, I have a really strong connection with Spirit. Since that time, I've never looked back. I do have a work background in law enforcement, but I've hung up my 357, and now I offer angelic love instead. And I channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, my in-spirit dog, Ginger, and I can't forget my not-so-divine guide, Joan Rivers. Joan first connected with me while I was walking past the TV. You know, she was in a coma, and the television announcer was, you know, updating everyone on Joan's condition, and I could hear, you tell Melissa and Cooper I'm okay. And I looked at the TV. I looked around. There was no one but me, and I said, I'm sorry, but I'm a little bit out of the loop. You better get somebody else. So I went about my day, and about 5 or 6 hours later, she said some things. She threatened me, and we've been together ever since. What a crazy way to start a relationship. But Joan is truly amazing, and it took me a while to realize that and a while to add her to my list of guides. She's left the door open, and those on the other side, they walk through it continually. And my chance encounter with her, it gives me access to the most fascinating and wide variety of divine source. And it really helps me to relate and work with people that are worldwide and from all walks of life. Again, my journey has been anything but normal, and that truly is an understatement. But I wouldn't have it any other way. And I'm so blessed to be doing these radio shows to access an even wider audience and bring my unique brand of divine messages and healings to people at regular intervals. My purpose is to help people in a loving way. Love is what I am. Love is what I do. Love is what I listen to. Good morning, everyone. This is the magical DC Love.
Thank you, DC. And I am the divinely anointed, appointed, activated, incomparable Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I'm a freedom and empowerment life coach, a conscious channel, spiritual energy healer, an energy upcycling practitioner, a dear innate practitioner, a speaker, and an author, among other things. My goal is to bring joy into people's lives. Actually, my goal was to bring joy into my own life, and that just branched out, and that's what I do for everyone. It's helping people understand who they are and what choices they have so that they're never stuck. They're never needing to suffer or struggle or any of that old paradigm of separation. It's leaving all of that behind and coming back into unity, into oneness, into wholeness, into completeness. Because when we see ourselves as whole and complete, then there's nothing that we can't have. We can simply attract what we desire because we realize that we have the power within us to do the impossible. So that's been an interesting part of my journey, and I will say that, DC, you are rubbing off on me in some ways. On Friday, I had one of my callers who was talking about Kobe, and Kobe pops in, so he gave her a message.
Awesome.
I don't usually connect with stars and, you know, famous people, but I have on occasion, and I think that's you rubbing off on me. So.
Well, it's better than some of the other stuff, Barbara. We'll go with that. That's good.
That's true. I can accept that.
Yes.
You can learn more about me by checking out my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. And you can send me an email to barbara.healing@gmail.com if you have any questions. Okay, it is time for us to hear the messages. So, DC, what do you have for us?
Well, Barbara, the first thing that I do have is a little prayer. It's entitled Hello from the Other Side. It was written by Krista Emma Goransky. Dear Angel, today I start with a simple hello. I reaffirm your presence and grace in my life. I seek your love like that of an old friend. You are my quiet supporter and my spiritual advocate. I start this day with a lovely hello. I am humble and open. I do not have to explain my burden, for you already know my heart's desire. Guide me toward love and peace. I start my day with the sweetest hello, some gentle and familiar term that allows us to pick up where we left off. I welcome your energy into my heart. We are like old friends who sit on the porch. I start my day with a daring hello, knowing all too well that you will mirror the courage that I have misplaced. Allow compassion to have some place in my day and help me release any energy that does not serve me well. Yes, today I start with a joyful hello and a perfect understanding that I am never without your love or protection. We are partners in creating blessings. It will be a beautiful and fulfilling day. Come with me while I serve, soar, and shine. Amen. So that was a beautiful little prayer, Barbara, that I was guided to read. And then when you started to talk, you scared me a little bit because I wasn't, you know, ready to hear something else. So I'm glad it was about, you know, bringing in the stars. So Ginger's saying, Mom, this sort of represents, you know, Barbara and her beautiful, you know, her gifts and her abilities, her talents. And here's a little message. What talents do you have within you that you've been ignoring or have hidden away? The angels come to ask you to let them shine forth. Every human being on this planet has special talents and gifts that they came into the earthly life to express. It may be a talent for writing or music. It could be a talent for raising children or even teaching. It may be that your own special talent is baking the best lemon pound cake ever. No matter what your talents and gifts are, there's a need for them to be expressed in the world in whatever way you feel guided to share them. No talent, no matter how seemingly small or unimportant, is always wanting to be expressed and shared through you. Think of the joy that comes when you yourself are able to partake of someone else's special talents. Perhaps there's an author whose books moves your heart and soul into a state of bliss and joy. Mrs. Fields cookies have brought joy to millions of people, as well as providing much needed employment and the circulation of money. Certainly any talent that gives you or another joy, even if it's just for a moment, is worth expressing and sharing. You may feel that what you have to share is not as big or important as what someone else might be able to offer. The angels want you to know that your talents and gifts are as important as anyone else's. And you've got to understand, they might not seem so important to you right now. After all, you live with them day in, day out, and maybe you're taking them for granted. Understand that you have these talents for a reason. They're gifts that only you can offer in your unique way. There's no one else in the world that can express your talents in the same way that you do. Other people may do things similarly, but your unique vibration sets your own talents apart from all others. And the beautiful angels are asking you to express your talents with everyone, because so many people are praying and waiting for the day when you're going to allow yourself to express your talents for them. So I didn't have that message in mind, Barbara, but that's what Ginger was guiding me to after you spoke up about your beautiful, amazing talents.
Wonderful.
And you certainly do have the ability to do so many different things. And I see you like growing by leaps and bounds since I've known you, Barbara. You're amazing.
Thank
and you don't do things the crazy way I do. I know that. I don't think anyone does.
Oh.
But you have such an amazing way of doing things. You truly do.
Thank you.
So Ginger wants to tell you today.
Oh, okay.
She's just saying, Barbara, today's the first day of the rest of your life. Make it a good one. She's saying, release everything that's not in alignment with your highest and best, and let go of, you know, what you are. You have the possibility of becoming whatever you want to be, and you know that. Down deep, you know that. Listen to your name when you say it, you know. It's amazing. Your name in itself is amazing. And Ginger's saying, you know what, Auntie Barbara, you will never achieve what you're capable of if you're too attached to things that you're supposed to let go of, things you can't control. And she's saying you might need to have a little bit more faith because there's so much more, you know, to you than you realize, Auntie Barbara. So she's saying again, today is the first day of the rest of your life. And, you know, we hear that, you know, I have the blessed joy of co-hosting with you, but we're waiting to see all the good stuff that's coming, Barbara. So we're waiting to see what else is coming. Okay?
Yep.
And she's saying, you're the reason that so many smile today, Auntie Barbara.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. So she's saying, does Jesus or the goddess ask have any messages?
Oh, well, let's see. Who wants to talk? Well, since you invited the goddess Ash, she is the one who is coming forward. So here's what she wants to say. It's time for change. It's time for change. It's time for change. It's interesting how when you wake up feeling a particular way, it connects to when you felt that way in the past, and you begin to form conclusions about what your day is going to be like based on what it was like before. You aren't moving forward. You are sticking with what you know. It's time to change. It's time to change. It's time to change. Let go of who you've been. Let go of everything connected with who you've been. Let go of every belief you've ever had. Let go of the need to hang on. Let go. Let go. We invite you to come into the unity of creation. Come into the knowing that you are complete and whole exactly as you are. You don't need anyone or anything else. You are already complete and home. This opens you up. It opens you up to the truth of who you are. It opens you up to the truth of your life. It opens you up to to change. It's time to change. It's time to change. It's time to change. So when you find yourself getting back into that old habit, getting back into that old mindset, getting back into what you are comfortable with, let it go. Just let it go. Let it go. And start moving into who you truly desire to be. Start moving into who you are creating yourself to be. Start moving into the beauty, the wonder, the majesty, the gloriousness of you. You already are everything you seek to be. Let go. Let go of everything connected with the past. Let go of all the worries, doubts, and fears. Let them go. It's time to change. It is time to change. It truly is time to change right now. Okay, that's what she wanted to say.
Beautiful. That was a wonderful message.
Yes. It was. And she was describing my morning because I woke up this morning thinking, oh my gosh, I just don't feel like blah, blah, blah. And ever since we started the show, I've been getting all of these dear innate statements to say for myself to move out of that energy and into creating my life the way I truly desire for it to be. So she was letting me know that...
And you know what? We have Kobe coming in because you brought him in. You spoke, and he heard your name. And he's saying, Barbara, everything negative, whether it's pressure, challenges, all of that's an opportunity for you to rise. And he's just giving you the most beautiful smile.
Wonderful. Okay. Well, I am taking this opportunity to rise then.
Yes.
And we will now go to our callers. And the number is 646-716. 5045. That's 646-716-5045. Okay, and our first caller is, hold on, let me see if this thing's going to work. Jessica.
That's
hi.
Hello, Jessica.
Hello, beautiful ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning and good evening from Australia. I'm so glad I can make it to this call and
lovely
to hear the messages.
Awesome.
So, well, Barbara, I feel you. So sometimes I just feel like what's going on. I'm just not feeling my best self. And I keep calling on angels and please raise my vibration. I just need to get out of this energy. And, somehow you just feel better. So
good.
I hope after the show you're going to be feeling amazing.
I'm already feeling so much better. So, yeah, it's happening.
Yeah. Because Isis, Goddess Isis is here, Jesus here, this beautiful this is here, and Ginger is here.
Oh,
and I would like to ask, I'm not sure if Ginger can sense or can talk to Stitch, higher self, my dog. Sometimes he just really scared and shaky and like for nothing, and mostly it's because of the wind outside, you know, like strong wind, and he hears the noise and like he's got scared. I feel like maybe he saw a ghost, you know, like a spirit before, and he got scared and he got traumatized. I don't know, but like suddenly he would just lately, he'd do that more often. He would just like, you know, really shaking and, well, come and protect me. And I scream out loud. Is there any you know, anybody's actually scaring my dog right now, I need you to leave. Like, but it doesn't seem to work. So I'm not sure, is it actually something he's seeing, or he's actually just being nervous, or yeah, what can I do for him? Or if you can give some guidance on that, would be great.
Okay. I do feel like he has seen spirit. Okay, and I don't, they're not bad spirits. It's just that they're more in tune to spirit than we are. Jackson, honey. No,
yeah.
No. And I could see his beautiful little face like looking up and like really tuning in. Okay? So just, you know, talk to him and just say, you know, it's okay. And you could, when your little fur baby gets like that, just, you know, look to him and just say, you know, if you're to this, you know, whoever he's seeing, if you're not here for our betterment, you have to leave. And just like show your dog like it doesn't, you know, that you're relaxed and it doesn't bother you. And I did hear Jackson, honey, once said that if you yawn, like you yawn, like with the dog will feel more relaxed, okay?
Ah, okay.
So watch your body language is what I'm getting, because if you get a little bit like uptight or nervous, you know, your little four-legged friend is going to have the same, you know, feelings, okay? So just make sure that you're, you know, you're watching, that you're not, you know, you're not carrying on to, you're holding on to negativity too, Jess, okay?
Okay.
So just, you know, and I just see your beautiful little dog, like, listening and saying, yep, I understand. So just be confident, be relaxed, and if you want your dog to relax, like, just say their name, stand by them, and yawn a little bit, and it will put them in a more relaxed state, okay?
Okay. We will do it, sorry. Yep.
Okay. Okay, so with you yourself, I'm just getting like you're a little bit out of sync at times, and you did tell us like how you were feeling. I feel like, you know, like life is giving you a lot of little tests lately, okay? And
yeah,
I'm getting,
that's what I feel like too.
Yeah, you've got to just stay in balance a little bit more, okay? So be kind to yourself, you know, make sure that you get enough time to rest. Try to stay optimistic, okay? And expect good things. When you expect good things, they do happen, okay?
Yeah.
And just, you know, come from that attitude, gratitude, and, you know, start creating the future that, you know, that you want to have, that you're looking for, hon, okay? Okay. And I'm getting a thing, Jess, are you thinking about taking some kind of courses or anything? Because I'm just seeing, like these books, the pages are flipping. Do you have anything in mind to further education, possibly?
Yeah, well, I've been meaning to ask you, because you mentioned a few times now, and I do have a few calls in mind, but then for some reason it didn't happen. So first I thought I'm going to take a herbalist course, because I'm really into plants and connecting with flowers.
Beautiful.
Then sorry?
I said that's beautiful.
Oh. Yeah, and then I just feel drawn to drawing. So I thought, oh, it would be so great if I take a drawing class, because
okay.
I feel like very creative and I express myself. You know, I feel that I'm channeling my painting.
Okay. By expressing yourself creatively, you're gonna let go of that pent up energy that you have within. Okay,
yeah.
You have all this beautiful energy, and if you do express it creatively, you're going to feel better. And everything is going to be wonderful. Just, you know, get started. I feel like, oh, my gosh, this energy within you is ready to explode, Jessica, okay? So the angels are saying, please put it to good use. And as you do, you see that it's really going to help you to go forward on your spiritual path as well.
Yeah. And I don't know, I've been told, because I do automatic writing, and I've been told that writing a book. So I don't know if you see the book flipping pages, is the course I'm taking, or is it the book I'm writing? Yeah, so it's a lot of things, like, I've been told,
you know,
and
just
I have messages.
Start, and even if you, you know, even if you do one thing, you know, start with one thing, if you write a page a day, next year at this time you'll have 365 pages. You'll have a book, okay? And the
yeah.
angels are start expressing. Get that, you know, get that, Ginger's saying, tell her, get that, you know, pen out and start writing. It's your time. It's your time to start writing that beautiful book that's inside. And let your ideas flow onto the paper, hon, okay? And I'm getting,
yeah.
you know, you're being divinely guided. So you are channeling. When you're going to be writing your book, you're channeling, okay?
Yeah, that's what I do. I feel like I'm being channeled.
Yes, but writing, I'm getting yes. The angels are looking over you, and they're saying, yes, please start writing. And Jessica, you have so many beautiful qualities. I'm thinking, like, even after you write your book, you know, and you put it out there, you're going to help so many people, and you're going to sort of, I see you've been standing on a stage and talking to an audience, and that, you know, this beautiful book of yours, I feel is going to, you know, bring about more opportunities for you, okay? As well, you have the ability to, you know, to help others just by the way you listen. You have a divine, beautiful gift of listening, and when you speak to someone, it comes from your heart, so you have the perfect thing to say as well, okay? So what you're writing
wow.
and with the way you have these beautiful natural gifts, you could even think about, like, going into, you know, life coaching, things like that. You could ask the angels to help you, and they know exactly, you know, where you would fit, and your divine gifts could help you to create this unique position for you as well. Okay?
Wow. Yeah,
so
that would be my dream.
Yes. But just, you know, instead of worrying about it all, just start talking to your angels. Allow them to guide you. Okay? And sometimes when we
yeah.
just think about it and we don't do anything, that's when we get, like, a little nervous, we get tired, different things like that. Allow the angels to help you and to go forward, and they'll help you to, you know, have the energy to start writing and to think about your future, okay? They'll give you intuitive messages and what steps that you need to take next.
Okay, yeah.
And you
yeah,
deserve have all this happiness that's waiting to come your way. And not only can you write and stuff, Jessica, I just see you, like, you're standing on this beautiful, magnificent stage, and people are just, they're hanging on to every word, okay? So you
oh
have
my
so
God,
many beautiful...
DC, yeah,
yes.
DC, you got no idea. I actually, in my meditation, I actually saw myself standing on a stage talking about my book. And now you're
yes.
mentioning about it. It's like a big confirmation that is actually, you know, real. And it's like, it's,
well, when
yeah,
you write the book, Barbara
amazing.
And I would like a copy, please. That's all we ask. We'd like a copy of that beautiful book. But you have so many, you have so many beautiful things that you're going to be doing, and you're such a blessing to our world, Jessica. Be very proud of yourself.
Thank you.
You're amazing.
Oh,
totally amazing.
Thanks, DC.
Yeah, and just relax. And, you know, take some tips from the dog. When your dog is having fun, just, you know, get down there and do what your dog does and forget about, you know, everything else. You've got to connect with that beautiful inner child and really have some fun, okay? Don't be an adult all the time, Ginger's saying. It's not fun, okay?
Mm. Yeah. Okay.
So have
yeah,
a little
they
fun and something nice for you. And you've got a lot of work to do, and it's going to be amazing. Just try not to lose focus. Okay? Okay, Barbara, yeah. I have to take this call. Love you, Jessica.
Love you. Thanks. Thanks, DC.
Okay. The first thing I'm getting is a statement for you to make every day, and it is, just, dear innate, just for today, I am in balance and my dog is in balance.
Dear innate, just for today, I am in balance and my dog Stitch is in balance.
Yeah. So say that every morning when you wake up and see if that doesn't help with letting go of the nervousness.
Okay. Yeah. Nervousness,
yeah.
Or anxiety, maybe.
Okay, so here is the Goddess Asked with a message for you. You're opening up. You're opening up to your own potential. You're opening up to the truth of who you are. Don't stop. Don't stop. You really are that magnificent. You really are that capable of miracles. You really are meant to be so much more. So we invite you to accept yourself, to just accept yourself and love yourself, accept yourself and love yourself, accept yourself and love yourself exactly as you are. You don't have to wait until you're perfect. You're already perfect. There's only one of you. How could you not be perfect? You are exactly who you are meant to be. And you are open to changing that any moment and every moment. You have the freedom to be you. You have the freedom to be you. You have the freedom to be you. And we want you to embrace that truth and to live it. Just live it. You don't need to prove anything to anybody. Why would you? You know who you are. You know what you're here for. Live your life your way. It is the only thing that matters. We love you. And we look forward to your book. We look forward to all of your books. Yes, there will be more than one, but we're not trying to scare you. But you have great wisdom within you, and you will share that wisdom with the world. We love you. We love you. We love you. Okay, that's what she wanted to say to you.
Wow, that's so beautiful. Thanks, Barbara.
You're welcome.
It's always feeling me so uplifted talking to you two and getting beautiful messages and guidance and, you know, reminders. And yeah, I'm so blessed, so grateful.
Well, good. And you are blessing us as well. So it's a two-way street. So thank you for blessing us. And we look forward to reading your book.
No pressure, please.
Don't worry. It'll be easy. You'll be guided. You'll know exactly what to say. It'll all happen with just infinite grace and ease. So let it be easy, because that's the way it's meant to be. Okay?
Let it be. Yeah. Thank
Wonderful.
You so much, Lady. You have an amazing
You're
day.
Welcome. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. As you can hear, people with more in this house are really noisy today. That's okay.
It is. It's the same way here, Barbara.
Yes.
Life happens.
Yeah,
even when
does.
We're doing radio shows, life happens.
Yeah. All right. Our next caller is from area code 863. And hi, who's this?
Hi, Barbara. This is Julia from Florida.
Hi, Julia. How are you, sweetheart?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing great. Well, what's going on in your life?
Well, I wanted to call in because I need to connect to just joy and passion. I feel like I'm so caught up in my head that I'm not connecting into the real, you know, that real inner deep well there. So that's what I need to talk about. So.
Okay, well, let's see what DC is getting first.
Yes, good morning, Julia.
Good morning, DC.
It's so nice to connect with you, hon. Okay,
thank you.
Thank you. I'm getting, you know, all you have to do is really, it's simple, is just start talking to your angels, okay? And, you know, whatever you're feeling, just as if you're, you know, having a conversation with a really good friend. And tell your angels everything that's been on your mind, Julia. Okay?
Okay.
Because if we, you know, hold it in and just think about it, it doesn't get any kind of a resolution, correct?
Right. Yeah.
But if we connect with our angels, you know, we have the opportunity to allow there to be a divine solution, okay? And the angels are going to sit there, they'll look at you, and, you know, day after day after day, if you don't invite them in, they're not going to be able to help you, okay?
Okay.
The only time they can help is if you were, you know, in dire straits in an emergency or something, but otherwise, they just sit there, you know, they're looking at you, waiting for a thought, a word, anything to come in and give you the guidance that you're needing, okay?
Okay.
So wouldn't it be nicer to co-create, you know, your future with them?
Definitely.
Because they're saying, Julia, you deserve to have, you know, the life that you desire. And it's your time. It's time to be creative. It's time to express yourself. And as I, you know, told our last caller, Jessica, one of the easiest things to do is get in touch with that beautiful inner child, Julia. Have a little bit of fun, okay?
Yes.
Do something just for you. And the angels are saying, Julia has a lot of talent. You have a lot of creative talent, Julia. And if you connect with that, you know, creative side of you, there's going to be opportunities to, you know, share it with the world. And I'm getting even opportunities for success to come your way. So this is your divine time, okay? But I'm seeing Julia, and Ginger's like laughing. She's saying, Mom, she's a beautiful lady, but she's not making a decision yet. Why? She's saying, why isn't she making a decision? She's saying, Julia, what do you want to do? What would you like to see different in your life? What do you want to change? What are you waiting for? And as she's talking to me, she's talking faster. She says, you know, you just need the courage to really, you know, say, this is what I want to do and admit, you know, this has really been, you know, weighing upon your heart, Julia. And the angels are just smiling and they're saying, Julia, you know, you don't have to do this alone. We're here for you. We're gonna help you every step of the way. We'll help you to take, you know, charge of your life. Okay? So you don't have to, you know, be afraid. You just have to allow the angels to come in. And as I'm, Jackson, as I'm saying that, I hear music in the background. Julia, do you ever, like, just put on the music and let your mind wander a little bit? Because I feel like the music is really there, and it's sort of like giving you the opportunity to channel something while the music is playing.
I love that idea. You know, it's funny because when I'm listening, like to other people on the radio or whatever, a lot of times like a song will pop into my mind and I kind of feel like that's like a little guidance. I have like musical angels.
Yeah.
Apparently they like the 80s. So.
That's fine. And you know what? You're opening up to that beautiful divine energy. It's the energy of love. And all you have to do is just breathe and remain calm. And you're going to access all of those, you know, divine downloads that you're getting. It's going to illuminate everything for you and really to help you to get onto that path. But you definitely raise your vibration as you listen to music, Julia.
Okay. Yeah.
And that music is going to help you to really to connect with the creative side of yourself, to connect with spirit, and to really, you know, to be more joyful as you do create what you're, you know, wanting to create. Okay?
That sounds wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah, I just see great things happening for you. I really do. So you've got to ask your angels to come in and to help you, and go with the flow, Julia. There's nothing to be afraid of. You're going to have a lot of beautiful opportunities to create things and share it with the world. And you have the ability to do it in what, like whatever way that you choose to do it, Julia, okay? So the angels are there with you. And they're saying, you've got to think about what makes you happy, Julia, okay?
Okay.
And they're going to help you to have the insight that you need and to really go forward. And I just feel like, you know, like you just feel so much better, like a weight has been lifted off of you. And you're trusting what you're feeling within and you're going forward. And life just gets better and better. Okay? So don't be afraid to, you know, to try a couple things. Connect with whatever you feel is inside you creatively. Okay?
Okay.
And what are they showing me? Hold on. Okay, angels. Okay. Yeah, I'm just getting, you know, allow yourself to, you know, fully experience whatever it is that, you know, close your eyes while the music is playing for a while. Just sit and focus on your breath, Julia, okay? And then that'll help you to get into the mood. And it feels like when you're doing that, I just feel like you feel like you're filled with so much more energy. It feels beautiful. So life is going to be wonderful. You just have to say yes and ask the angels to come in, okay?
Okay.
Also getting, you know, Ginger is saying, Mom, she's so happy. She's not going to believe how happy. So be real.
I'm ready for so happy, believe me.
Yes. And you calling in is your divine timing, Julia. That's what I have. I hope it helped. And I'm going to turn you over to Barbara. God bless, hon.
Oh, thank you. That was wonderful. Thank you very much.
Okay, so here is the goddess asked with her message for you. We want you to let go. We want you to let go. You are learning to trust in your own wisdom, trust in your guidance, trust in your heart, trust in your connection with the divine, to know that you don't have to think of everything with your own mind. You have access to the wisdom of the universe, and you can trust yourself to make the very best decisions. So we want you to open to trust. We want you to open to trust. We want you to open to trust. Because the more you trust, the more you move forward in your life, the more you simply do what is natural, what is right, without needing to think about it and analyze it and tick several different boxes to make sure that everything is okay. It's a matter of accepting that you know. Accepting that you know. Accept.
Hello, Barbara?
Oh, hello, Julia?
Yeah, still here. Barbara
okay,
just dropped,
I think.
I think.
Barbara, we lost you, I think. She'll be back, I'm sure.
I was like, uh-oh.
Well, you know what,
Rob,
while she's gone, she may have astral travel for a couple of seconds.
I don't know what happened.
Oh, there she's back.
She kicked me out, and I have no idea.
Oh, you're back.
She went too high and zoomed right out.
Okay. Let me see if there's anything else they wanted to say to you. Okay. They told you about trusting, letting go of the need to think everything to death, and listen to your heart. And that was most of what they wanted to say. And to let you know that you are loved and you are surrounded by beautiful divine beings who are there just for you.
Beautiful.
All right.
Thank you so much.
You are welcome.
I'm glad you're back.
Me too.
She's here, she's gone, she's back.
I know. I never know what to expect, and that's okay. All righty. Well, thank you so much for calling, Julia, and, you know, let us know how it goes.
All right, ladies, thank you so much.
Bye, hon.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Okay, and our next caller is Nathaniel. Hi, Nathaniel.
Hello.
Hi, Nathaniel.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
Great.
Awesome. So what's going on today, Nathaniel?
Well, just getting ready to have a great day. It's still 7:45 over here in California.
Wow. You're not kidding. It is a great day to have a great day. Goodness. That's beautiful. Do you have any questions? Or you're just calling in for some guidance, Nathaniel?
Just some guidance, really.
Okay. Well, what I'm seeing is there's a path before you, and it's just getting longer and longer. Your path is opening, and the angels are saying, Nathaniel, come on, walk with us. You know, walk the path. You're going to get the ideas you're needing. You're going to get inspiration. This is going to be a wonderful journey for you, Nathaniel. There's going to be so many changes on the, you know, on the way as you go. You're going to have so many ideas. And, Nathaniel, I see you stopping in this area, and I make sure that you, as we told you before, as you know, you're a healer, and you have the ability to help others heal with the beautiful words that you speak, okay? I mean, when people connect with you and you just talk to them and you know, it's heartfelt, you make so many feel so much better, Nathaniel. So I am getting that you're a healer, and you're here to help others and maybe to teach them as well.
Mm-hmm.
And Nathaniel, you have the ability of, you know, to channel the guidance, you know, from the angels and from the divine. And you're just asked to think about how you would like to do that. You know, in what way would you like to help humanity? So each person's journey is a little bit different than the next, but you're here to help others, Nathaniel. And your angels are here to help you to go forth on your beautiful path. You've got to think about what it is in your heart that really, you know, is calling you, okay? And I'm hearing I've got the music in me. So I think, you know, you may be doing, you know, this journey with a guitar in hand, Nathaniel, okay?
Okay.
And I'm getting, as I told you before, I'm getting partnership, Nathaniel. So there may be someone else that you're going to connect with. Doors of opportunity are opening for you. And just know that you deserve to be happy, because when you're happy, that beautiful energy goes out and it radiates everywhere, Nathaniel, okay? Your struggles are going to be over. Just envision what it is that you are wanting, okay?
Okay.
And, again, I'm getting partnership. I'm getting there may be someone that comes in, you know, on your journey with you that has a beautiful, like an earthy energy, okay? And your angels are saying, we're here, Nathaniel, we're here to support you. Just think about what it is you're wanting to do. Hold those positive intentions. And just allow us to give you the divine guidance you're needing. Okay? So, you know, the position that you're taking for employment, it may be different than what I see in the future for you, okay? It's sort of
no,
you've outgrown.
What was that about?
You said that you were going to start working again, correct?
Yeah,
previously?
I'd go back to work.
That's a job, Nathaniel. I'm getting that, like, that's a job. That brings in some money.
Yeah.
It pays the bills, correct?
Right.
But I'm getting, there's going to be something even more. There's going to be a career transition for you that brings so many, you know, rewards with it as well. It's sort of like you've outgrown like a phase of your life. You're amazing. You're spiritual. And I see you building this beautiful foundation, and it's a spiritually based business, Nathaniel. Okay?
Uh-huh.
And like I said, I'm hearing partner or partners, and they're going to help to illuminate your path for you, to help you to connect with your hopes and your dreams. And you've just got to, you know, just got to resonate with what's inside you. You know, those feelings, they get stronger and stronger, Nathaniel. Okay? So allow the angels to help you, but you're, like you said, you are, you know, starting a position, but I feel like, you know, you're going to go on to a beautiful path that really embraces your spirituality. Okay?
Okay.
So allow the angels to guide you intuitively one step at a time, okay? And don't be afraid, Nathaniel. It's going to be beautiful. There's going to be so much inspiration along the way, and you're just growing by leaps and bounds, Nathaniel. But it's time to get started. The angels are saying, it's time, Nathaniel. So that's what I have for you, and I'm going to turn you over to Barbara. I feel like you need a little bit of healing, Nathaniel. I feel like there's like part of you that's like thinking, oh, my goodness, what is going on? But you're here to teach others. You inspire people, Nathaniel, because you're so genuine.
Super. Hey, well, thank you, DC.
God bless, hon. Barbara?
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay, Nathaniel. Ah, let's see. What are they saying? Okay, so the first thing I'm hearing is that you need to relax. You need to relax and just flow. You don't need to figure things out. Everything is exactly the way it is meant to be. So let go of the worries, let go of the doubts, let go of the fears. Just let go. Let go of all of it. Because you are on this beautiful, amazing path. And your life is changing in huge ways that you may not be aware of yet. But it is all for your highest good. And I'm seeing it all work out great, that you have lots and lots of prosperity and lots of love, and you get to sing, and you get to help people change their lives, because that's who you are. That's why you're here. So I'm just seeing this beautiful, amazing life that is available for you. So keep up the good work.
Great. Hey, well, thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
Have a good day.
You too. Okay, now we may have a question from the chat room. Joy, fun, happiness is with us again.
Oh, I love that. I'm just so filled with happiness and joy and love. I love it.
Okay, I'm waiting for her to write her question.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh, these people are just having all of these conversations like they're actually important. Okay.
That's okay, Barbara. Being under the pillow, searching for him.
Okay. Joy Fun Happiness says that she's in need of money, but she's not sure who to ask or how to get it. Okay, so what are you getting for Joy Fun Happiness?
I'm getting that, you know, like I see her finances getting better. Is there a family member that she could connect with and discuss her situation?
She's been applying for jobs with no luck.
Okay, well, you know, good luck is coming. Ginger just spilled all these four-leaf clovers. The luck is around you right now, Joy, Fun, and Happiness. And you're going to hear something that's really going to make you so much, you know, happier and filled with, you know, all of this amazing energy. So I do feel like, you know, that things are breaking. You know, you've had a little bit of a rough spot. It's getting better. But there is good luck with you right now. There's going to be opportunities. But I just, like I said, I just felt like maybe if you needed to, you know, connect with someone in the meantime in regard to money, I did feel like, you know, possibly a family member is what I was getting. Is there someone, you know, that you can talk to about your finances? And Barbara, I'm also getting like, these are like little tests from the universe, okay? And, you know, we've got to remember, like, the seasons are changing, you know. I live in the Northeast, and, you know, next month already is spring. So, you know, the seasons change, and winter always turns to spring. And, you know, everything that you've gone through is just basically helping you to stand on your own two feet. Don't allow, you know, what you feel personally to interfere with your goals, okay? You can do this, Joy, Fun, and Happiness. You're going to move ahead. Your finances are going to be fine, okay? So start thinking, you know, in an unlimited way, okay? And I'm also getting, I feel like you're going to go, like, into a different area, maybe one that you haven't tried before in regard to career, okay? And I'm just seeing, like I said, I'm seeing four-leaf clovers and I'm seeing money. So, you know, financial prosperity is going to come your way. Feel it as if it's already here, okay? Feel the success. Feel how good it feels not to have to worry about money, and you've got to remind yourself that you are worthy of all the good stuff that wants to come your way. I'm feeling like at times you bring yourself down, and you know what? We don't need that. You've got to treat yourself with respect. You've got to treat yourself with kindness. You've got to find that peace again, that inner happiness. Let go of any doubt that you have. You can do this. Okay, you have so many talents, so many beautiful gifts. Connect with your angels and allow them to bring you the inner guidance that you're needing, okay? Don't forget to love yourself first. Love yourself the way you would love someone, you know, you're in a relationship with. If you could see yourself the way the divine sees you, you would see how really beautiful, unique, and worthy you are of all the good stuff that you've been wanting, okay? So just know that you are capable of doing whatever it is that you may be thinking about, and you can succeed at anything, anything at all, as long as you believe in yourself. And, Barbara, that's what I have for Joy, Fun, and Happiness.
Thank you, DC. And
thank you.
The goddess asked with your message, and if you get cut off, because we're nearing the end of the show, listen to the archive and the whole message will be there. Here you go. We are opening you up. We are opening you up to you. And we are removing the guilt and the shame and all of the negativity, all of the judgments that you have about yourself, your decisions, the things that you've done in your life, the things that you haven't done, the times when you listen to advice, the times when you ignore advice. We are clearing all of that out of you because it really has no place in your life. We are opening you up to the power of God that is within you, so that you know who you are, and you know that you deserve the very best, because you do. You deserve the very best. You deserve the very best. You deserve the very best. And there's nothing that you need to do to prove it. There's no fight that you need to fight. There's nothing that needs to be done in order for you to deserve the very best. You already deserve it. You already deserve it. You already deserve it. And everything you desire has already been created for you. We are opening you up to allowing yourself to receive, just allowing yourself to receive, just being open to receiving in ways that you may and may not expect, just being open to receiving. Knowing that everything is working out fine. Everything is working out fine. Everything is working out fine. We are clearing out all of that old energy of separation and struggle and sacrifice and burdens and all of that crappy stuff. We are taking all of that away from you. You don't need it. It's no longer you. open up to the truth of who you are and allow yourself to be the very best that you can be. We love you, and we are here for you, now and always.
Stop that, Kevin.
Okay, that's the message that I got for joy, fun, and happiness. And she says, thank you.
Beautiful.
And we are done for today.
Awesome. Beautiful. Well, I've had my daily dose of vitamin G, Barbara. I hope you have too.
Yes, I have.
And I'm so glad that, you know, that you did come in and we did our beautiful show, and Kobe was here the whole time with you, and he loves your energy.
He has great energy too.
He really does, yeah. And I wouldn't be surprised if you start doing a little bit more of channeling. Maybe not as crazy as I do it, but.
Well, you know, on occasion, I've had a few pop in. I had Hugh Hefner pop in once because I was talking to someone.
Yeah, very cool.
And they were like, oh, well, why did he do this? And he popped in and gave him an answer. I thought that was really neat.
You never know. And I've had Joan Rivers coming in lately, and she could get a little crazy. So I wouldn't be surprised if she came in and started talking, you know, with you as well. I mean, she's been around you for how long now, right?
Yeah. I'm not sure I'm ready for Joan, but...
You know what? I wasn't ready for Joan either.
On some level, you were.
Well, look at you've been with me for how long? You are used to crazy, you know. She's laughing. She said you're already used to crazy. So you'll be fine. If she does come in, just go with the flow, Barbara.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much, Barbara. And she's just saying, you know, Barbara, you know, life is tough. You got to laugh, you know. And
yep.
I do feel better since we've connected and we've laughed a little bit. It feels wonderful.
Yeah, I do too.
Yep, she's saying, you know, you guys aren't on camera. We're not asking what you're wearing, you know, like what designer. So thank goodness we're, you know, it's Blog Talk Radio.
Well, I'm not really the designer type anyway, so, you know.
Well, I'm not either. But, I mean, I'm not ready for the red carpet either.
Yeah, me either.
Well, have a great day, everyone. Take care, Barbara, and do something nice for you today.
I will. I definitely will.
We'll catch everyone, I guess, on Thursday.
Yep.
And have a great rest of your day. Bye, Barbara.
Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone.
Bye, everybody. Thanks for listening.